It's time for the Gizwiz with Mads Madestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2057, recorded Thursday, September 11th, 2025. Perfectly useless design. On this episode of the Gizwiz, Dickie D has a device to figure out what bills are counterfeit. Also, a way to keep your toothbrush clean. I have another home entertainment gadget, and we get a special video from Jeff and Adam, all next on the Gizwiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Gizwiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Gizwiz now.
Now, Andy, here he is, the gadget web surfer, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing very, very good.
Now, who is that on your T-shirt?
Oh, this is Taylor. Yeah, it's all Taylor.
I was just goofing. I figured, what else would it be?
Yeah, I was wearing it because she did a thing on her website. I was hoping we'd get like a single or something at midnight or something, but it got canceled or something. So I'm not, now I'm just still wearing the T-shirt.
Okay.
So I thought it would be a cool reference, but I'm not sure now. What did you get up to this last week?
Boy, not too much. Let me just think. I had Dennis painted the radiator because before heat comes up, the radiator was peeling like crazy. And I said, you know, we have to paint that radiator before they turn the heat back on. And I read online, I don't know if you know that, it said that most paint from Rust-Oleum is good up to 200 degrees.
Oh, that's nice. That's actually cool. So, but, especially for like outdoor furniture, I could see an wrought iron.
That's interesting.
I could see that getting pretty hot just in the sun.
Yeah, but then Dennis said, well, what about the pipe that goes through your apartment to heat the rest of the building? So we ended up buying Rust-Oleum. I think it's called High Heat. It's up to 1,200 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. But it does not come in colors.
Now,
it
that's comes boiling water? That's from the boiler, right?
Yeah.
So
that shouldn't be, right?
It shouldn't be more than 200. I had, when I lived in Dallas, there was an electric furnace in the house, and you could set the temperature, and 400.
I was going to say, that's a hot. And do you bake right in your bed?
140 was maxed out. And then I even think they told me that my dishwasher had a special feature of heating the water 10 extra degrees to get up to 150 degrees Fahrenheit. So I think that would, you know, I can't imagine. I could imagine actually that the New York City boiler might get hotter, so it could be different, but it might be around that heat intensity.
Well, just to be safe, we bought the high heat, which is up to 1,200 degrees.
That's for
but
like
it only
oven.
Came in black or white. So that's okay. We just painted it black.
Yeah. It's funny because you were painting over like some, you know, old radiators. I got out the old e-bike. I dusted out my old e-bike
This is from years ago?
Yeah, the same one. Charged up the batteries. I had a plan to take it to a local shop in town. I was actually going to take it to two local shops in town, but a little bit outside of, you know, getting away from home, I realized I had forgotten my bike chain. Thought, no big deal. I live in a nice area. So I get to the first shop, and there's like four employees in the parking lot. There's customers kind of everywhere. I can tell like something just went down. I park the bike and I can overhear all the things going on. And apparently someone had driven into the parking lot, popped out of that car, jumped in another car and Grand Theft Auto'd a second car and both drove out of there. And it had happened like 40 seconds before I got, like, it had just happened. The employees were like, they went that way. You need to call the police. Like, I was like, okay, well, I'm not, this is the only store I'm going to. I'm going straight home. I'm not going to go to the second store and leave my bike unlocked. I'm done with that. I still feel like I live in a nice area, but I was like, okay, well, that was an adventure for today. We're going to bike back home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it ended up better. I thought you were going to say, it's a nice area, and you're going to say, and guess what? They stole my bike.
No. So,
no. Okay.
All luckily, right. The bike was fine. I popped in and out of the store and was out of there. And I was like, okay, well, this is too adventurous for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Shall we jump into some gadgets?
Yeah, let's do it. The whole story's on the video. Here we go.
A month or so ago at Staples, I was buying something, and I gave the woman a $20 bill. And she said, I can't take this. This is not a real $20 bill. I said, okay. So I had two tens, and she took them. And I thought, oh, you know what? It may be because I had money in a safe deposit box. You're not supposed to do that. And when Kutzentodden closed, I emptied the safe deposit box out. I had some bonds. And recently I found the envelope and it had a couple hundred dollars in it, but the bills were really old.
Probably 40 years old.
You know, they're old, but I don't think they're fake. So I needed a way to see if my old bills were fake. So I went on Amazon and I bought the counterfeit bill detector light. All right. So now it turns out, I'll show you over here. It turns out that bills in the mid-90s, the five denominations of currency started having color strips embedded in the bills. So now I have old money. Okay. This is an old $100 bill, a new $100 bill. Okay. Now, it's hard to see with the, I don't know. I'll do it.
I can see the hologram.
The hologram is amazing.
It's actually like 3D, okay? You can see it moving back and forth, which counterfeiters have been unable to duplicate. So that's a current $100 bill. This is, I believe, the old $20 bill. Well, maybe this is the old $20.
Yeah, I think
this is the old $20.
The first new generation. That's the old generation.
One of the reasons, and you have a really crisp old twenty, that might be worth something. If you run your nail over this, this is actually raised ink. It's quite amazing.
Looks like a real old $20. Is that the one you thought was fake?
And no, that's
what bills don't have. That it's just flat. And then I got a counterfeit bill. At least I think it's counterfeit.
Really?
This is counterfeit or not. A $100 bill, you'll be able to very
Secret
easily...
Secret Service came and visited y'all over that one, didn't they?
Yeah.
Stripe. Okay.
Wow.
Can you see the stripe
it's
over there?
Very illuminated.
Mm-hmm. All right. And each bill has... This tells you what color the bill would... the stripe
old,
would be
for each denomination. I am shocked that more gas stations don't have this.
Magnifier.
Yes.
The instructions are really, really bad.
I didn't expect that.
Things like, look for watermarks. Okay. And
I thought you were going to say they were really good.
Security thread. So I decided I need an easy way, all right, because... This $100 bill does not have the mark in it. So I went back on Amazon. This was, let me show you here. This is $28, okay? And what did they get? Only 46 people, 4.6. So I thought there's got to be something that'll just do all bills. And then I know this company. I didn't know they made this. Drymark. This is a way easier to do it, okay? This has ultralight built in, but doesn't come with marking pens. And I found this is a much easier way. You get three pens. What you do is you make a mark on the money, okay? So I'm going to do a check mark. And if the check mark is yellow, can you see it's yellow? Mm-hmm. Not sure. Okay. So, but you can, if it's black, it's counterfeit. However, this is neat. The ultraviolet light is built into the cap. All right. So we shine that on there. And you actually don't even need that. You can just see that it's yellow.
It actually makes it almost black. So now,
is this counterfeit? I don't know. It looks to me like a perfectly good... I knew that Alfred E. Newman was on the $3 bill. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's... Oh, I'm heartbroken.
I'm heartbroken.
So the Drymark BioGuard dual test counterfeit money detector UV light combo is $15. Okay, so you get two marking pens, and you get a third marking pen, and the third marking pen, the cap has the UV light. So when that pen goes dry, you just put the this cap on one of the other. So this is a real easy way to know if you have. I cannot believe that this is that this is. All right, but you want to know something? I bet you I could get a mad fan to give me $3 for this. Yeah. If I signed it, I could get a mad fan to give me $10 for it. Okay. There's nothing about this in the instructions, but on Amazon it says multi-purpose. In addition to the currency, you can check credit cards, driver's licenses, and passports to be authentic, but it doesn't tell you exactly how.
Interesting.
Anyway, yeah.
I like that gadget. Yeah, I've definitely seen the pin used at gas stations before.
Yeah, it's very easy. And, yeah, you know, like I said, probably Goodson Todman is probably almost 50 years ago. So the money is old. But I'm amazed that you know new old 20s like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm surprised that... Your story, though, is you went in and a clerk looked at the old 20 and just said, this is a fake bill and didn't even...
Yes!
They didn't even mark it or anything?
At Staples. Oh, no. You know, I called a friend I know at Citibank and I said, you know, I have some bills here. Someone said they're fake. And she said, let me just say something. If you brought them in and they are fake, we keep them. And we have to file a report for the FBI.
Oh, yeah. You'll get Secret Service knocking at your door.
Exactly. And then they will want you to tell them where you think you got that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I'd rather just go on Amazon and find
out. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I think you know this, but I'm not even being hyperbolic about the Secret Service. That is the agency that... looks at counterfeit bills, and they're one of the oldest federal agencies that we have because of the counterfeit problem. You know, the government really didn't have a federal police force, so they used the Secret Service way back in the day, and they still are the service that are the agency that'll look for counterfeits and follow up on all that. So you'll actually get Secret Service at your door.
But now those new stripes in there, those are a big help. And I think it's from, they started in, I believe, 1995. And each, like, 6 months or so, they added a stripe to another. They didn't all have a stripe at the start.
Right,
They kept adding to them.
I mean, I remember, the old 20s and then switching to the new 20s. Around 95. Yeah, that would, and so I would have been...
10,
8,
5, 8.
Yeah, wait, no, 95, I would have been 6. But the transition takes forever, right? So even when I was like 16, I knew, like, oh, this is the old one, this is the new one. And then I remember that the holographic stripes and the more upgrades, the notes just keep getting crazier and crazier.
Those $100 bills, that hologram thing is pretty amazing.
I saw it in the chat room mentioned, but being, having the privilege to travel internationally, some of the international currency is amazing, actually. Some of them, they have plastic currency a lot, which, when it gets wet, there you go, now it's all dry. Some of it is, clear. I've seen, discussions, when I think we were in Sweden, every bill is a different size. And that's so if you're blind, you can tell what bill you're holding, and things like that. And there's so much interesting, technology in money. American currency is very high tech, but it's also a little bit low tech compared to other currencies as well.
Interesting.
So it's really, really cool stuff. With that, let's jump to the next.
Here we go.
So many bugs and bacteria and germs around. I thought it was time I bought a toothbrush sterilization box. UVC LED. All right, this is it. Now, because the user manual has that kind of type on it, I copied some of them off, all right? Utilizes purple light technology to clean up to 99.99%. Doesn't say of what. It just cleans up to 99.99% of it. I assume germs. With two purple lights on each side of the machine, plus a purple light reflecting layer to enhance the purple light, you can clean your brush in 360 degrees. Okay. And the silicone stretching. This is good. The silicone stretching inside the toothbrush box is easily adjustable in size to fit the whole family. Okay, so forget the toothbrush. You just get the family together.
What?
You have to have a small family.
That's funny. It can fit the whole family.
All right, so basically, I also love
a family of toothbrush.
It opens here, and I want to read this. Because it's a touch hard to open. But it says, the protruding handle in the opening position,
that little extra dot of plastic,
to open easily without worry about breaking your fingernails. Okay, so this is the little opening here.
That is the most translated instructions I've ever heard.
You put your toothbrush in, and closing it will start it, and it'll run for 5 minutes. And I timed it, and it's pretty good. It's pretty close to 5 minutes. So an hour and a half of charging will give you about 30 days of use. So great for travel. I mean, it's small enough. The transparent cover allows you to see the inner workings. I mean, you want to sit and stare at all those things that are happening in there. Except later on, it says, always...
It's actually less exciting than watching paint dry.
But always keep your eyesight away from the UV light all the time.
Wait, what? So why even have a window?
Don't see the light.
Comes with a magnet, okay, so that you can put that up on the wall. And then now I'm using this in a way I don't know if they recommend it or not, but my toothbrush can stand up in the charger with this on it. So I thought, rather than stick it to the wall, I can just leave the toothbrush in there.
I keep my toothbrush in it.
Keep
just clamp it on
top. Insects or anything away from it. It is. Let me see. Was there anything else? Oh, one of the reviewers said that the vents in the back are very good, because he had another one that had a few holes. This vents the toothbrush. I don't know if it lets germs in it.
Yeah, would you be confident putting a wet toothbrush in there?
Also, there's a little inner case.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But this is good.
You can slide the inner case out and wash it.
Oh, that is nice.
It's funny, I got it out easily so many other times. Oh, yeah, actually, here it comes.
But then there's another funny thing in the instructions.
Okay, this you can wash in the sink.
Yeah. But even with just like hand soap, like just getting some grime off, that'd be great.
The inner case can be removed and dried. But cleaning the inside of the box is recommended to wipe with a rag. I'm not so sure about that part. Okay. They want you to dry this off, so I guess maybe a paper towel. This little guy is pretty interesting, and it's an adjustable, the different size toothbrushes. I thought this actually slid open and closed, but it's just rubber on either side. So pretty much it can take a pretty wide toothbrush. The thing that's also nice about it was $20, all right? I thought that was pretty reasonable. Yeah, $19.99, unpronounceable, the type. Any reviews? Just 4.8 stars from just 16 people. But if you're looking for an easy travel device that lasts a long time once it's charged and inexpensive, this is it. I love that they put the label over the photo. Also, you can see it's a white boxing, so I'm sure you'll find it under many different names. That's it. Remember to take your toothbrush out of it before you brush your teeth.
Don't look at it, Dick. Don't look at
it. Yes, I know. My stash was looking at it. My stash is blocking the light.
Now, I kind of like this. I like the price. Especially
you must
because
have one, right?
I don't, but I do.
You don't.
I don't, but I do travel with like a clamp over my toothbrush, you know, that I typically grab one. So, I kind of like this little upgrade for what I might kind of already have, around. Honestly, I kind of like it. I think the UV light stuff works, mostly because Padre SJ did a little experiment with, like, I think it was like phone soap or something, you know, one of the
yes,
UV
yes.
light brands, and where he used a Petri dish.
Oh my gosh, that's really...
Yeah, and it like worked. I mean, it really worked. I'm not too freaked out by, you know, toothbrushes being dirty and being out my whole life I've used it without a UV thing, but
yeah,
it's a nice upgrade. It's a little bit of peace of mind. It's kind of nice. It keeps it covered at the same time. I'd give it a shot, and especially for $20. For $20, I like that it's USB-C. I really like the cleaning thing, and yeah.
And that you can get the whole family in it. It's nice.
You can fit the entire family in it.
Family, yeah. It's big enough for the whole
family. Big enough for the whole family. That has got to be our show title or something like that. Yeah, that's pretty good. I like it.
Okay, very good. And our final gadget for me is something
I
else.
I needed some more.
Here we go.
And here we go.
Storage space. So I thought I'd get another hard drive. Okay. This is the hard drive out of my Acer. That was a 1 terabyte. And we showed this in the past. I have to buy another one of these so I can put this in there. And then I can be able to get all the files off my Acer. And this is from, I guess this is half
my
a
old
terabyte.
HP.
So I thought, I'm going to get a big drive this time. So I got... a 2 terabyte drive, okay? $140. And
ooh,
I went for solid state, all right? It'd be my,
that'll be fast, too.
Be my first solid state hard drive. Anyway, so when the envelope came, I thought...
There's nothing
kind of
here.
Small for... And then... 140
$40, $150 with tax. And I had to double check. Yep, 2 terabytes.
I was really kind of expecting something a little bigger.
Technology's moved on, my friend.
Yeah.
The Russian dolls with the thing getting smaller and, smaller.
And the drive in that will be seriously blazing fast, probably compared to those spinning drives. So if you put, you know, video files on that,
the instruction book is almost
played them off the USB,
drive.
It'd be faster than
all right, Western Digital.
A lot of the hard drives out there on the market.
Look at this. A two terabyte hard drive. What does this weigh? Not even 2 ounces, I bet. Well, I mean, I guess they bought travel size. I guess what's good about this is if you drop it, not much can happen. I did.
I think it says you can drop it like from 7 feet and it's fine.
Yeah, without a spinning hard drive, also the memory will be much more.
1.5 ounces.
1.5 ounces.
They sell this by the pound. This is a lot of money.
You know, by the pound.
It's
they actually C2C, probably love that.
And if you don't have a C input, a little C to A converter, okay? And
are they in 5 languages?
You know what? I'll tell you something. This is the instruction book.
Just that little.
The rest of this is all
page regulations.
Look at. I'm just looking at this.
God.
Yeah, they don't mess around
in all languages. But what to do with it? Okay, here it is. Plug it into USB-C. If you don't have USB-C, connect it to the USB-A. All right, so, you know what? Almost 8,600 reviews, and it got 4.5 stars. And I was talking to Dwindle about buying a hard drive, and he said he likes Western Digital best. Now, I don't know if this is a great
reputable
price or
company.
Not. It just seems like a lot of money for something so tiny. But this is it, 2 terabytes, $150. Now I have to come up with stuff to save.
that's awesome. I think it's a. I haven't seen one. I haven't used one that small and that like thin yet.
Yeah, I just realized when I how small it was that I had bought a travel one, but I guess. I mean, I don't know. What did I just had? This
You've
is
lost
a 10
it.
It's gig.
So small.
You know, I said, wait a minute. I do have a solid state hard drive, but this is only 10 gigabytes.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, like if it was 100 terabytes, could it still be that size? It has to.
It can be. Here's I want to show you the craziest form factor to me. Is this is a typical SD card, right?
Yeah.
The thing is that this is kind of big nowadays. What's normal is this, which is the tiny little SD card that's inside of it. Let me show
like
you.
This is what goes into your phone, right?
No, well, a SIM card, yeah. It's about the size of a SIM card, right? So,
right.
You know, this is a typical...
But my old LG has a SIM right. card and a place for one of those.
For one of these, exactly, right? And now this little thing can easily get up to 2 terabytes. I've seen these at 2 terabyte sizes. this current one is 128 gigabytes. This is 128 gigabytes of storage in here. This is one of the cards that I use for photography. That's the crazy. I mean, that is a fingernail. Like, that's the craziest form factor to me is that this is now in the 2 terabyte range.
Scooter X put a thing up.
Very small here. Let's. I think this was here. Let's load it up.
Critical.
over here. Crucial. Crucial is a very popular, there we go, a brand for solid state drives. Look at that.
Oh, it's 4 terabytes.
Look at that. Yeah, 4 terabytes. And that's itty bitty. Wow. Itty bitty little living space. Yeah, absolutely.
Wait a second. See, this Google SSD drives without power will eventually lose data? How could that be?
I don't know how accurate that is. Maybe, yeah. But also in how many years, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't know about that. I think a lot of them are pretty long, a long time. Yeah, very, very cool upgrade. That's nice.
Yeah,
pretty cool. Okie dokie, with that, let's
get a bit. That thing last week was amazing.
Awesome.
One more thing.
Yeah, yeah. Time to get a bit crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, I recorded a video about this gadget earlier, so let's check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back at it again with another TV / home entertainment gadget, and this is honestly a really good follow-up to last week's tiny little streaming box that would turn any dumb TV into a smart TV. And that is this. Now, it doesn't look that interesting from the box. It's a streaming media device mount. The back kind of gives you a better picture or a better idea of what this is. If you have a content box, a streaming box, and you want to add it to the television, it's kind of difficult. What I've actually done in the past is after I mounted up an Apple TV, I kind of rest it on the mount. And gravity would sometimes take over and it would not be a great day. So here's the entire device. It's just a big old piece of metal with a whole bunch of mounting holes. In the box, you get 2 straps. I guess we get 4 straps. I miscounted. We get 4 Velcro straps, and you can actually add a few devices on here. In the instructions, it suggests that you basically layer them on top of each other. So if you have 2 of them, you can use 2 of the straps for 1 device and 2 of the straps for a second device if you want. And it also comes with a whole bunch of bolts to get it onto a television. So we are gonna move some things around to actually mount this on a TV. Okay, so I'm going to be mounting this to the television. In the instructions, they have a whole bunch of different ways that they suggest to mount it. And there's even ways to do it just to the television if you don't have a bracket at all and it just has some feet on it or so. Here, what they suggest is that you have to make sure that the plate will rest up directly up against one of the brackets here. And so this needs to be folded this way. We'll kind of shove it in there. And then now that it's wedged in between the already existing television bracket and the TV, this will be how we get this to be mounted. In my situation, this is really the only spot that makes a ton of sense. It's like the most secure. There's, I could have tried to aim up here, but there we go. So now that that is attached, here are our Velcro straps. Okay.
So now that the bracket is installed, these straps are a little bit strange. They're Velcro, but they have this like plastic piece that can actually fit into these slots. And they are pretty difficult to use, be turned 90 degrees, and then they're really locked in. They have to be looped around, they're really sticky, and they're really annoying to use. But what you would do is take your device, stick it in there, pull the strap tight, lay it on top. This one I fed all the way around the back, do something like this. It is pretty frustrating to use. Something like that. There we go. Strapped in place, bolted in place, and now you wouldn't be able to see this device
The strap does kind of get in the way of the ports on the other side, but I guess you would have to just finagle that around wherever that would seem most secure. It was pretty frustrating working with those straps. I thought that it would be a lot simpler. I didn't have to use any of the other bolts and accessories that came with it, but it does have all of that included. So, cheap price, but a good way to keep your streaming devices hidden.
There you go. it was only $10 or $11 at Walmart.
Boy, that's pretty decent.
Yeah, exactly. And I have at least two TVs that could probably use this where, you know, if they're floating on a wall and don't really have a media center below them or like even a shelf below them and they're just kind of sitting on the wall, there's no real good place to put an Apple TV. And so this is a really nice way to kind of get it up and out of the way. And even that small, tiny device that I was showing before could easily be strapped in there. I kind of used the Apple TV because it was a larger device, kind of show the limits of it. But there you go. And I have some cool gadgets coming up next week. So,
perfect.
There you are. With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Email is from Adam and Jeff, or Jeff and Adam, and he says, Dick, a few months ago, we stopped by your studio. He had bought the Mad Magazine game, and he's going to frame the board, and he asked if I could autograph it. And I said, instead of mailing it to me, why don't you just stop by, and I'll give you stuff. Okay. So I gave him this and I said, if you get a chance, make a video of it. And he said, we did. And this is his video.
Hey, Dickie D and Chad, it's Jeff with another Gadget Warehouse video courtesy of Dickie D himself. When Adam and I were there, he gave us this item to test and to take home. It's the Spectra Flying Alarm Clock with instruction manuals. It came with a set of batteries already in there for the clock itself, as you could see. And what this thing is supposed to do, it takes 4 AA, by the way. What it's supposed to do is it's supposed to wake you up by flying around the room. And the only way to get it back to stop
this
going off
genius. Is
to put it back in its place, the alarm. The actual propeller, I'm sorry. So Adam, as you can see, placed it in there. He set an alarm for 1 minute, correct? Yeah, and we're going to like talk while it's about to go off. First impressions. Good build quality. It did come with the little watch batteries for the clock, which was kind of cool. It has a backlight, as you can see. It has a test button. You could set the alarm, the minute, AM and PM, of course. And it's made by a company called Spectra. But here it goes.
Oh, my
here
gosh.
Goes. Like I said, I could wake the dead. If you need something to really wake you up, this is it. However, as you can see.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That can definitely wake the dead, that sound. So if you need something that's loud to wake you up, I think this is a thing for you. But if you need something to fly around the room, it
not
doesn't,
for
even
you.
The reviews online say it doesn't really work. So maybe, you know, back to the drawing board. But great concept, great idea. And thanks for the gift. Appreciate it. Enjoy your show. Have a great day, guys.
That is.
Oh, now that must be a defective one because when it first came out, I had one, and I could not find the video of it. It must have been a very long time ago. Look at how many companies are selling this.
I love it. I kind of really kind of want one. This is
yeah,
so
but
hot,
when it worked, it really took off. And the object is, you cannot shut the alarm until you put the propeller back into the clock.
Yeah.
And of course it's battery operated, but the there's four screws that you have to put in on the battery compartment. And so it's easy to go find a propeller than a screwdriver. Anyway, I gave that one away. And recently I saw one online and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm just going to buy one as a memory. And then when Adam and Jeff were here, I thought, oh, why don't you guys take it and see if it still works? So theirs did not.
Yeah, the reviews aren't so great on any of them, it seems like.
No, you're right. You know, it looks like they're all the same.
Doesn't exactly. It look
like pretty much the same photo.
It's a really funny concept. I mean, as someone who has a difficulty with alarms and waking up to alarms, and who does not trust the iPhone to actually wake me up. I don't know if anyone else in the chat room has dealt with this, but sometimes you'll set an alarm and it'll like go off silently, or it will like it'll go off for a moment and then turn off, or the ringer will be turned down for some reason, so it'll go off at like 2% volume. I've had many issues with iPhone alarms. I don't trust them anymore. I don't trust the iPhone alarm if I have to wake up for something. so I'm still a fan of extra alarms, you know, and
things
dedicated,
dedicated
wake up device. this is really funny to force you to wake up. Pretty great. Thanks, Jeff and Adam, for sending
Oh, that was great.
Video.
So, Jeff, I already mailed you October Mad. And if you would like a copy of Mad, whatever is the current issue, when you make a video like that, okay? 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format. And just make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. Anything. A gadget that should work but doesn't. A gadget that works great. A gadget you hate. And our favorite, a gadget that was so techie 10 to 20 years ago that you bought it and you can't part with it because you have such memories of it. Make a little video about that and put it up on YouTube, and you'll get a URL from YouTube. Click unlisted if you only want people with the URL to be able to see it, and send that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. We love the videos. We love to see y'all's videos, so please get them in. With that, let's head to the letter. Now.
All right, so like Mo, Adam in San Diego has found a bizarre website, okay? The subject is, bet you have never seen headphones like these before. Hi, Dick and Chad. Do you need headphones with a built-in waterfall? One that has a CD player? One you wear on your eyes?
Look at this.
This is a fun artist in California, and he has the product for you. He makes creative, albeit extremely impractical.
The clamp is killing me.
And I thought you were just like looking through his catalog.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, I assume he makes one of them because every one of them says, email me when this is available.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Notify
also, I wonder, is he just doing this with AI or is he actually building these? I love Headphone Daddy.
Yeah. That is a good question. I can't tell if he's... that is the problem nowadays.
You
never know. Is it AI or is it real?
Yeah. You see, when I saw the first three, I thought, this is amazing. But then... when I started scrolling down, I thought, this guy would have spent half his life, I don't know.
Picks and discussion. Here we go. I think it's real.
I think so.
I think it's real. Look at that. Let's go to one. We like the Headphone Daddy. And there they are. He's a Redditor. He likes to put it all up on Reddit.
Oh, okay. Well, it shows him actually making it.
Oh, wow.
Them.
Look at that. That's a pretty flat sound curve. Wow. Those are some good. That's a good headphone response, honestly.
And it cleans your ears at the same time.
Oh, I like these. I like these. One second. Let me look at this. Boop.
Oh, how funny.
I want to see the
Okay. You can see he is making it.
Yeah, he is
making it.
I really, really appreciate the art. I really appreciate it.
Oh my God, the McDonald's, the McPhones.
The McPhones. These look like something I would wear. I like these type of shade sunglasses.
Oh my God.
Gotta look at these.
Oh, that's right. Someone said he looks like Steve Jobs. He does.
Yes, a little, a little.
Dale Paco said the sponges are for noise reduction.
What is this one? Dolbus surround sound. Oh, there you go.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Adam, these are so funny.
This is great. These are really funny. These are extremely funny.
Wow. Well, if you want to attract attention in a crowd,
yes,
just wear any one of these. They are. Oh, they look like they all work.
I really think they do. I really think they all work. Okay, let's look at the fountain. The fountain is just so extreme.
Well, wait a minute. Can you see the one that it said made for your eyes?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I was looking for it.
I saw it earlier.
Bob, the clubs, the domes.
No.
No, swole. Are these?
There they
are. iPhones. Oh.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. These are just bizarre.
I can't tell if I'm so curious now. I'd love to do more research if this is an artist, if this is his hobby, if this is
He
like,
said it is an artist.
Is this full time headphone production all the time or Yeah, that is so so fascinating God. To look at. Thanks, Adam, for sending that over. That was a really, really
it's
good look.
Pud.com if you want to look at it. PUD. Perfectly useless designs. Maybe that's what PUD stands for.
No way. Are you sure? Here, let's see.
No, I'm just making that up.
I want to. PUD's small batch. No, small batch headphones. Yeah, I'm curious, but that's a really perfectly useless design. Is perfect. Thanks once again, Adam, for sending that over.
Adam,
and thank you
very funny.
To our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. We really appreciate your support of the Gizwiz. If you like our show, please consider giving back at gizwiz.tv. Then click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website and you'll find a big old banner to our Patreon. While you're there, if you also want to give via PayPal, we will happily take that donation as well. I saw it just in the chat room. I think it was Wood mentioned that they gave a little dono. So thank you to you. However you support the Gizwiz, thank you so much for your support of show. We really, really appreciate it. Speaking of gizwiz.tv, that's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we're live, the website will just update with the live stream. We encourage you to join the chat room and chat along with all of our fantastic folks that are in our community there in the chat room. And if you don't catch it live, our episodes are there on our website or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts. All over the internet. Head over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website. We have one more place for you to check out, gizwiz.biz. And there he writes articles about every single gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a reminder about a crappy gadget that we covered, gizwiz.biz is it. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? And I already know this is a new design that Dickie D is working on for a new pair of headphones. I think I've seen this as the monophone. It's just one big headphone around your entire head. Sorry to give it away, but if you think you know what this is, get a guess on over gizwiz.biz. There are 6 Mad Magazines for the correct answer and 12 Mad Magazines for funny, hilarious, and interesting answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. You'll find the instructions. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.